Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Parents, the little things you do might be shaping your kids more than you realize.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
All right. Tuesday morning, time for Nieces Know Best. And this is like when we formulated this idea, we were kind of thinking more of like a family sitcom type moment of the show. So think you'd go home and sit around with the family. And somehow these episodes always wrapped up really nicely within 22 minutes. No matter what the dilemma was.
You always learned a lesson at the end of it.
You learned a nice, wholesome lesson no matter what the problem was, right? So that's kind of like the radio version of this right now. Starring Jess's niece, Maya. Who is Maya, Jess?
Maya is 11 years old. All my family is on the West Coast. So once a week, I'll have a conversation with Maya about different things that are going on in my life. And I kind of just wanted to do a check-in with her because she just recently kind of turned 11, one. But two, with Mother's Day just passing, and also it's her mom's birthday tomorrow.
Aww.
I just wanted to see what is the biggest lesson right now in her life in this moment that she's taken from her mom.
So in honor of Mother's Day being this month and also your mom's birthday this week, I wanted to ask you, what is the most important lesson that you have learned from your mom?
I appreciate my mom and I love her because like she speaks her mind and I want to be like that. I want to speak my mind. And she's the type of person for like someone to disrespect her. She cannot take that. And I feel like from genes or either just me watching her, I kind of feel like that too. And I want to kind of be like her when I grow up because let's say someone's like disrespecting her in general. My mom's like, what did you just say to me? Like, excuse you.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, fool. I'm the manager here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's my mama. That's my mama.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, she is super confident and I would say very brave. And I feel like she is a good mother that you would want to be around. She has a good influence because of all of her kindness and just the way she handles things too. And when I grow up, she makes me want to, you know, like be the same.
I relate. Same. She does the same for me too. Thanks, Maya. I love you.
I love you too.
I mean, that's pretty rad to take that in at 11.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think at 11 I had that kind of concept of like what my parents were like teaching me. Did you like do that? I mean, obviously we can't think back to 11 that well, but like,
but I think
I was just like, I'm playing my Hot Wheels.
I think that's what was so beautiful about this conversation, just because nobody asked me and I don't know what my answer would have been. And so I think that it's just a reminder to parents that you might not be told that, right? Just because your kids are being kids and everybody's like wrapped up in your life, but you have no idea like the kind of imprint that you're leaving on them.
Stressful.
You know, I mean, of
that's
course,
stressful, man.
Right? But I think it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And like, maybe you can ask them and know like how old they are, whatever stage of life that they're in right now. What is it? What are the little pieces of you that they're picking up? And you might be surprised by the answer that you receive.
Yeah, you better be prepared for that answer though. I feel like, I don't even know what my kid would say. That's what was giving me anxiety about being a parent though. You know, like I hear that and that's a great answer. Like your aunt should feel really good about that answer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like as a parent, what the hell would my kid say about me? Wouldn't that stress you out? Because I mean, you're going to be a great mom. That you don't have to worry about that. I feel like Charlotte, you laugh. Like you laugh because like we think about what our answers might have to be. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why we know we're not equipped for parenthood.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll do 1 year check-ins. You know how I do like anniversary check-ins with
yes,
my husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe every parent should ask their
I'll
kids
be like,
that question.
Hey, how you guys doing?
To see like how, yeah, maybe you should ask your kid that question. Like, you know, like what have you learned from me this year? And then like if the answer's not good that year, maybe you need to go back and like kind of check it on yourself and see how you're doing because maybe you need to shape it up a little bit. That's a good point. All right. I like that one.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.